Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite grace and mercy gave us the opportunity to begin and complete the sixth juz of the Holy Qur'an. And in doing so, we began the fifth chapter, the fifth surah of the Holy Qur'an, Suratul Ma'idah. With regard to Suratul Ma'idah, Imam Hakim rahimahullah has recorded a narration of Jubair bin Nufair. Jubair bin Nufair set out on a pilgrimage of Hajj. And upon arrival in Makkah Mukarramah, he was fortunate to meet with Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And while discussing and engaging in conversation with her, Aisha radiallahu anha asked him that, "O Jubair, have you recited and memorized Suratul Ma'idah?" And she then went on to explain that this was from amongst the last surahs to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, whatever the surah deems as permissible, you also deem as permissible. And whatever the surah prohibits and deems as impermissible, then you also deem this as impermissible. And if one has to look throughout Suratul Ma'idah, we find that a common theme is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us of His favors, His bounties, His blessings upon us. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And remember the covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took with you when you said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That we have heard the message given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have pledged to obey this message. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the outcome and the result of disobedience towards Him, and being ungrateful towards Him, and showing ingratitude for His favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also reminded the Bani Israel of the favors of Allah upon them. إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاء. He says that, O Bani Israel, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created many anbiya, many messengers from amongst you. Ulama explained that whenever a Nabi would pass away, almost immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send another Nabi from the Bani Israel. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. And over and above this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Bani Israel with deen. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came from them. But together with us, Allah gave them worldly honor and respect. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. Qatada rahimahullah explains that from amongst all the nations of the past, the Bani Israel were the first to have servants and slaves at their beck and call. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah says that He gave you that which He did not give anybody else before. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reminds them of the favor of Allah upon them, Allah's blessings upon them, and then He issues a directive and a command to them. Ya qawmi idkhulu al-ardha al-muqaddasa. That, O Bani Israel, enter Baytul Maqdis. This was a directive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, that they should enter this land and fight the people that were inhabiting the land. But what is the response? They say, qalu ya Musa inna fiha qawman jabbarin. That we do not have the military power. We do not have the strength on our side. Therefore, we are unable to comply with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you and your Allah go forward and fight. We are staying here. We do not have the strength to go forward. Such ingratitude, they turned away from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, let us look at this ummah. On the occasion of the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he speaks to them and he encourages them. The army is going out, about to encounter a very strong kuffar army. At that juncture, Sahaba radiallahu anhum respond to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the difference. What do they say? They say, O Rasul of Allah, we will not say to you like the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. Rather, we will say to you that فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمَا مُقَاتِلُونَ. That you and your Allah go forward and fight, we are right beside you. This is the speciality of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason for this, on one occasion a Jew came to Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said to him, O Umar, you Muslims have been given such a verse that if the like of this had to be revealed to us, we would have made it a day of Eid. Referring to the third verse of Suratul Ma'idah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the perfection of the deen of Islam. If we have to look amongst the nations of the past, we find that with every Nabi that came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down different laws, different injunctions. different prohibitions. But the culmination, the pinnacle, the perfection of all these laws came when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. The form of the Holy Quran, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in this verse, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, that today I have perfected your way of life for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, I have completed my favor upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, and I, that is Allah, have become pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. The speciality of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have been given the perfect deen. We have been given an all-encompassing deen, a set of laws that caters for every occasion, whether it be in a person's business, whether it be in his marital life, whether it be on a social level. Every aspect has been covered, has been adequately covered. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon us is greater than His favor upon any other nation. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah says that remember His favor upon you. Do not become ungrateful. Do not turn away from the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on sounds a warning that none of us should think that we are indispensable, we are irreplaceable, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs us. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, O those who have brought iman, whosoever from amongst you turns away from the deen of Allah. He refuses to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refuses to submit to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do not think that you are irreplaceable. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, that very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do away with you and replace you. And who will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace you with? Allah mentions a few qualities of the mu'mineen, of the believers, qualities that you and I should try and inculcate within our lives. Allah says, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. The first quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is that these people have deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deep love for them. When it comes to us having love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are many ways that a person can increase his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recitation of Quran, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon us. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having love for us, then this is something which outwardly seems to be out of our control. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very simple method. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah says that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The result will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will love you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will not only love you, He will wipe away your sins, He will make you close to Him. If we follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first quality, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. The second quality, Allah says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, that the believers are such that when they are dealing with their fellow Muslims, then they display tolerance, they display softness. Many of us may have employees under us, we have our wives and children under us, we have our family members under us. How do we react when they make errors? How do we react when they slip up? أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they show extreme tolerance, extreme care, extreme softness. They overlook very easily. But at the same time, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, when it comes to kufr and the acts of kufr, then they display no tolerance. Then a person does not just go on with whatever people, whatever his family members are going on with. Sometimes a person in his home is trying to make a change. He wants to go to the masjid. He wants to send his children to madrasa. But the wife doesn't want it. Or some family members are putting pressure upon him. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, when it comes to the acts of kufr, when it comes to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they do not show any tolerance at all. And then Allah says, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they do not fear the rebuke of anybody. Somebody tells you, why are you keeping a beard? It is outdated. Why are you dressing in this manner? It is outdated. Why don't you come with us to this venue? You have become a dry person. You have no fun in your life. لَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they, as people say, they become narrow-minded. There is only one way and one way alone. And that is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do not inculcate these qualities within us, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah warns us that I am not in need of you, you are not irreplaceable. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah says, very easily I will replace you. This month of Ramadan has been given to us. Ulama give a very beautiful example. We know that a person goes to a shopping mall or certain places in the city, he will find what is known as a Wi-Fi hotspot, a Wi-Fi zone, where a person can easily connect to the internet and whatever work he has can easily get done. Similarly, in the Islamic calendar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what are these Wi-Fi hotspots, these Wi-Fi zones, the month of Ramadan, the day of Jumu'ah, the days of Hajj, wherein a person can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein he can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, Futihat Abwabul Jannah, the doors of Jannah have been flung wide open. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ, the doors of Jahannam have been shut. A caller calls out, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ, that person who wishes to do good, who wishes to earn the closeness and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now is your time to go forward. Now is your time to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْصِرْ, and that person who has been stuck in sin, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now is the time to make a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will abstain from this one sin that is plaguing me, that is finishing me, only for your pleasure, with the intention of earning the love, the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.